Weather, ballots, and what to watch before Thursday. The extreme heat that defined the final week of August, with inland valley temperatures running 10 to 15 degrees above late August averages, has broken. The coastal heat advisory expired August 28, and the region is settling into an early fall pattern. Coastal areas should see temperatures in the low to mid-70s with morning marine layer over the next 24 to 48 hours. Inland communities including Santee, El Cajon, and La Mesa are forecast for highs in the upper 80s to low 90s Wednesday and Thursday, warm, but well below the triple-digit readings of the heat advisory period. No fire weather watches are currently in effect, though vegetation moisture remains depressed from the preceding heat event, a condition worth monitoring as September progresses. Several near-term civic touchpoints are worth marking. The Padres' home schedule resumes at Petco Park after the road trip. El Cajon has a late September public workshop planned on the Parkway Plaza redevelopment, including the former Walmart site that has sat vacant for nearly 3 years. Mayor Bill Wells has confirmed negotiations with three separate investors exploring retail, restaurant, entertainment, and housing uses. And the November ballot is beginning to take shape. The Santee 1-cent sales tax measure, a proposed countywide half-cent sales tax for Tijuana River mitigation, and additional measures will require voters to engage with arguments that deserve more than a campaign advertisement's worth of attention.